Now the question would naturally arise, how did it work out? Did it last? Did this nation become a godly nation? And the answer is no, they didn't. In time, the revival wore off. In time, they went back to their paganism. In time, they became as brutal as they were before. Now this nation has had a message from God. Now here comes along Nahum with a message. Now why doesn't he go to Nineveh? And I don't think that he went to Nineveh at all. I believe that this man stayed in the southern kingdom. I don't think he left there. Now if God sent Jonah, why did he not send Nahum? Well, God's methods vary, friends. God is certainly immutable. He never changes. But he does change his methods at times. Now, he sent this man, Jonah, because here's a great wicked city, but they were totally ignorant of God. And when the message was brought, the city turned to God, all the way from the king on the throne to the peasant in the hovel. And as a result, God spared the city. Now 100 to 150 years has gone by, and the city has relapsed and returned back to its old way. And why doesn't Nahum go? Well, because now they've already had the light, and they've rejected the light. And when light is rejected, it becomes what the Lord Jesus said. And it's this, if the light in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? Now, how can light be darkness in anyone? Well, light that is darkness is to refuse to accept the Word of God. There are more Bibles in this country than any other book. No book can touch it as far as the publishing of the Bible is concerned. Here is a nation that's had light. But what is the net result? If the light in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? Now, this nation had had light. God had sent a message to them. And for a while, they turned and served the living and true God. It was a revival in the general sense of the term. And it was wonderful, but it didn't last. Now, isn't that really the history of revivals? France had a revolution. At that same time, why, England had a revival under the Wesleys in Whitfield. A great turning to God. But how did England make out? Well, go look at England today. At that time, they were first-rate nation. They were number one as the great nations of the world. But they're not number one today, and they're not even number two. They're not even number three. They're way down the list today. What happened? Well, they departed from the living and true God. And actually, the guide, the first time I was in England, I asked to be taken to the cemetery across from Wesley's church, and to where Wesley is buried at his church, and where he was born. And the guide had difficulty. He and the driver talked it over, and they finally wound their way around through the streets in London. I don't know where all they went, but finally we arrived at the place. They'd looked on the map, the city map, and they brought us. And the guide said to me, this is the first time I've ever brought anyone here. And he says, I think that we'll put it on our route. And when we take tours, we'll bring them here. He said, I didn't know it was here. They've forgotten John Wesley. They've forgotten the great revival that was under him. And as a result, England has sunk down to, I would say, a very low level today, and a nation that has had such a tremendous history in the past. It actually makes you weep. And those of us that have a background that takes our ancestors to somewhere in the British Isles, whether it be England or Wales or Scotland or Ireland, while you just have to bow your head today in shame and feel like weeping when you think of the greatness of this nation and how at one time they listened to the voice of God. Well, now Nineveh is no longer listening. Nahum says, I'm not going over. I'm not going to waste my time going over. No point in it. They have passed the place of no return. Now, the question arises, has this nation that you and I live in today, has it come to that? This little book has a message for us, friends. It was years ago that a United States senator, and I'm not able to tell you who it is, but I have the clipping here, and I'm going to read the clipping to you because this comes from a senator. And when they say anything that's godly, I always listen to it. And I don't have to listen very often, by the way. Now, will you listen to this? A United States senator has stated that the average life of the great civilizations of the world has been about 200 years. He goes on to say that these civilizations have progressed, if that's the right word, through the following stages. Now, will you listen to this? From bondage to spiritual faith. From spiritual faith to courage. From courage to liberty. From liberty to abundance. From abundance to selfishness. From selfishness to complacency. From complacency to apathy. From apathy back to bondage. Which of the above stages do you think we're in? How much longer is our civilization going to last? Now, since he made that statement, we are now after our 200th anniversary. Now, think of that for just a moment, the average life of a nation. Now, where are we today? Are we a nation of abundance? Well, that's true. However, the Lord's beginning to cut us short. From abundance to selfishness, and selfishness to complacency. Is that a picture of us today? And from complacency to apathy. Is that the apathetic condition of the nation today? Well, the next step, according to the senators, from apathy back to bondage. And that is the picture that is given here. And that is the message of Nahum, a great world power, Assyria, Nineveh the capital, had a message from God, turned to God, and served God over a period. How long, I don't know. But after 100 to 150 years went by, they're right back where they were before. Now God's going to judge them. And since God's going to judge them, the question arises, is he right in doing it? And we're going to find out that he's not only right in doing it, but he's good when he does it. And you have here in the first 8 verses of this first chapter of Nahum, the justice and the goodness of God demonstrated in his decision to destroy Nineveh and also to send a message out to the rest of the world. And that message is the gospel that's going out to the rest of the world today. And God still moves in the life of nations today. And this little book of Nahum, you may think it's a ho-hum book, that it's a pretty boring book, but it's just speaking right in where we are today. And it's speaking right in, actually, where the rubber meets the road. And we're running out of rubber, too, by the way.